K-pop is literally pop music, but in Korean. It's like the basic thing. Like, if you think pop music in general, but just put Korean in it, it's K-pop. You can have C-pop, T-pop, P-pop for Philippines, since I'm half Filipino. Yeah, literally, Korean pop.
Korean pop music.
Yeah.
How long has it been around?
Oof, like since 70s, way back when.
So it goes back a while.
It goes back.
But it hasn't really become a U.S. sort of phenomenon until what, recently?
Let's see, like, I mean, K-pop is always through the internet. I mean, since the internet was born, that's how people got access to it. So I got into it more like 2010, 2011, but I know people that got into it way back when, like, when the internet was still fresh.
So, as much as you've been listening to it, can I say, do you have a favorite K-pop song or artist?
Artist, I'm pretty loyal to how I got into K-pop. So, Big Bang, they're called Big Bang from the group, from the company called YG Entertainment. That got me into K-pop, and I'm forever like loyal to them. I guess I'm a loyal person in general. So, yes, K-pop, Big Bang, that's my group.
You know what, because I said you're a K-pop YouTuber. How do you describe to people what is a YouTuber?
A YouTuber, I don't know. I remember someone explained to me that YouTube or social media, like there's TV, there's movies, and then I think someone called it like snack media. Like, it's an interesting way. And when I think of it, yeah, it is like snack media. But now it's becoming a thing where it's taken more seriously, where you can actually make money from it. And there's been YouTubers that make millions from it. And hopefully I'm one of those one day, but at the minute, I'm doing all right. But YouTube...
Because this isn't a hobby. This is your job, right?
Yeah, it became my job. It was a hobby at first. Then I started taking it more seriously. Then there's the business end of YouTube. And then, you know, sponsors here and there that you can make money from. And yeah, here I am.
So you're making these K-pop reaction videos? Is that...
Yes. That's what I'm known for.
Okay. So how, I mean, what? I'm watching the video. We're going to hear a clip in a second, but watching these videos, I mean, you're watching videos and you have these wonderfully funny reactions to what you're watching. You're just commentating on what you're watching, right?
Basically, yeah.
Where did that come from?
I mean, reaction videos has been there for, I think, even before me. And just reacting to K-pop and music videos, I don't know why I started it. I think I was just like, you know... Because in Miami, there's not a big K-pop community, and I was just seeing if anyone else is just like me. So I literally put my face out there.
So you basically, again, this is your YouTube channel, is you are watching these K-pop videos and reacting to them. You know, as you said, I mean, this is kind of niche, right? Because
Yes. It's
K-pop is still kind of growing in popularity here, right?
Yeah.
In the United States.
United States, yeah.
All right, so I want to play a clip from one of your most watched videos.
Oh,
this is where you react to BTS's song, Fake Love.
Wow.
You're in this room, in your room, where you're watching this music video, and you're live commenting. Let's listen.
Oof.
The floodgates just opened up? What the? Explosion? That's a dope shot, by the way. Yo, BTS always be doing that. Yo, just stop the music, tell you a little story, then go back into the chorus. Well, like, ooh, he did pull up his shirt, did. I don't know if he did it before, but I just saw that, abs.
All right, tell me what's going on here. This is really funny.
It's, I've seen, it's interesting listening to myself, actually. Literally, I'm reacting to BTS, Fake Love. That's actually pretty new, by the way. I'm literally commenting on what I see and adding my humor or whatever you want to call it. Whatever comes out of my mouth, it happens. Like, I just commented on his abs. I'm like, yo, he showed abs. I have to comment on it.
How many takes do you do?
Oh, one.
One take. It's just
one take.
You turn it on.
I literally wait for it to come out. Just first reaction.
Do you watch it before you do the tape?
No.
You're commenting on a first watch.
First watch.
That's why it could be so spontaneous. Then.
Yeah.
You started doing this, what, back 2011, right?
Yes, 2011.
I mean, what was that moment? What did you say, hey, let's try this? What was the inspiration?
I was a K-pop fan before, like maybe a year before. I got into K-pop, and I literally wanted to see if anyone else on YouTube or anyone could relate to what I liked, because especially in Miami, I didn't have anyone that's like my, you know, a friend that likes K-pop. I had my cousin named KML who started the channel with me, And we got into K-pop together, but it just spontaneous.
When you put that first video out, how many people were watching it? What kind of reaction did you get?
I remember I didn't even know how to put a picture in picture and editing at the time. So just it's hard to watch for me because it's just me and my face reacting to nothing. You just see my face. But I think it got like 5,000 views at that time.
That's
a lot.
That is a lot.
Especially for a channel that has no like subscribers or anything. So
I mean, that's got to be addictive. Like, wow, people are watching. Maybe I could do more?
Yeah, and it was fun because I'm literally just watching something I like and people like watching in my commentary. So I guess as long as everybody's happy.
How long did it take before you hit the million subscribers?
Ooh, a million. I say up to coming to my fifth and sixth year. That's when I hit a million. And that was a big moment.
I'm curious as to when you got into K-pop because so you're a Miami native. Your
yes.
mother's from the Philippines. Your father's from Jamaica.
Yes.
All right. When did K-pop come into your life?
Okay. So looking at like I'm basically half Asian and half and Jamaican. So my half Asian side, you know, in Jamaica, I look up to Bob Marley. My Asian side didn't know what to look up towards musically. So at that time, I was into R&B. There's Usher, Neo, and there was an artist named Taeyang who has a similar style. So I started looking on YouTube, and YouTube was a big part of it too. The internet was. So literally typed up, like, let's say I put Asian Usher, and Taeyang popped up, which led me to Big Bang. Then I just kept on. It's like a snowball effect.
And so the Asian Usher is...
I don't know if I would say he's the Asian Usher, but that's what popped up. That's what popped up.
People are wondering, how does this work? How do you make a living as a YouTuber? Is it you have to have a million followers? Or, I mean, when do you get to that point where like, hey, this is viable. This isn't just a hobby.
I feel like in today's YouTube, subscribers, it does mean a lot, but I think views is what means a lot because that's how you get paid off. But that's as a YouTuber. K-pop YouTube, it's kind of a tricky thing because you are, if you're doing reactions, there is a thing called copyright and there's also fair use. So I don't make money off my reactions. I don't know about anybody else, but I don't. And I always get lucky because some of the companies, they're fine with me doing this.
I'm talking with J.R.E. Dre. He is a K-pop YouTuber living here in Miami. He's from Miami. He's a Miami native, but he has been swimming in this world of K-pop for a number of years now, and he's got over a million subscribers on his YouTube channel. And by the way, we have a link so you can go check it out. They are quite funny, very interesting. But he is trying to bring that K-pop culture to South Florida. You know, I wanted to know about this viral culture because so much on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter, you know, anything social media, it's sometimes about going viral. And if something picks up, then it just explodes everywhere. Everybody wants to talk about it. But how do you describe that viral culture? And are you part of that?
Viral? I don't know what viral means sometimes because a viral could just be a cat video. Viral could be, you know, just like an iPhone video. It could be, it doesn't have to have a production or anything. It's hard to tell what's going to go viral and what's not.
You've been at this now really for a number of years.
Yes.
And, you know, in this world where things go viral and disappear right away, I mean, longevity is not easy to do. But how have you maintained that longevity in this business?
Literally being consistent. I think YouTube is about consistency, but in K-pop, it's hard. It always updates, so I try to keep up with it. Also, I do other videos because I know people are not really into reaction videos as well. So I did skits, I did vlogs, I did unboxings. So I did a lot of things over the years of doing. I did trial and error videos like where like some worked, some didn't. So it's literally a process. So over the years, I guess that's how I slowly growed into what I am now. I try to stand out from all the other reaction channels or K-pop channels.
You are on the road a lot now. You're getting invited to conferences, festivals.
Yes.
So, I mean, what's that like now? This goes back to this idea that you are becoming, well, you are. You've become a celebrity in this field. Is there a memorable moment in all this traveling, all this that's happened to you?
Literally, every time I meet up with people that watch my videos and tell me how much they, like, you know, makes their day, that's a memorable moment. I mean, it sounds cheesy, but each time that happens, I'm like, all right, it inspires me to make different types of videos and stuff, like, you know, to make their day because you know, I would never expect this to be a thing.
You get a plaque from YouTube.
Yes, I did.
When you hit the million subscribers.
Yes.
We have a clip. This is from a recent video, and you were thanking your fans for support so far.
When I first started, there was 5 K-pop channels or K-pop reaction channels. Now there's a lot of y'all. And that's dope. That just shows how big of a growth K-pop is. But it also becomes saturated as well. I'm not really saying that I'm gonna stop doing reactions, but I'ma calm down a little bit. I do want to focus on more things. See, before I started YouTube, I was a film student. I want to shoot documentaries. My passion is to shoot documentaries. My passion is to go behind the camera, not in front of it.
You were a film student.
Yes.
You know, where did you study?
Miami-Dade College, North Miami.
And so what do you, I mean, this is now, you want to go into this now. This is, you're taking another step in your career now.
Yes. I mean, I've always been known for my reactions. I also did other videos too, which appealed to other people. But I kind of want to focus more on like behind the scenes, behind the camera. Of course, I've always been in front of the camera. I kind of want to just concentrate on my, like more documentaries, a more, tell a story instead of just commentating and like, you know, whatever's in my mind, but just tell it a different way.
So do you want to keep doing what you're doing and try at documentaries and other storytelling, or is it time for JRE to go in a new direction completely?
A little bit of both. I know I'm not going to stop because I like what I do. Reaction videos are reaction videos. They're pretty easy to do. I always know I can have time to do a reaction video. I just want to tell them, like, you know, I'm going to slow down a bit. Because K-pop, especially in the K-pop world, it's always updating 24/7. In my channel, I have, like, so many videos. I have, like, 1,500 or 2,000 almost. And that's me trying to keep up with K-pop. So, you know, I just want to slow down and then just make something that takes time.
You can find him on YouTube, the channel JREKML. By the way, JRE stands for
Just Random Every Day. And also they're my initials to my name, but I keep that a secret.
What's KML?
It could be Korean music love or K-pop music love.
JREKML. Good find him. He's got more than a million subscribers. K-pop YouTuber. Man, it's been a pleasure. I really appreciate the time.
Thank you for inviting me.